Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. A Picasso, most exquisite, most fine, and you are that in God's eyes, precious, because we are created in the image of God, not this physical body, but this spiritual body. My brothers and sisters, we see God is also in the business with man creating things. And God also created man in his image and likeness, but then God told man to be creative in the order of procreation. And in procreation, I have shared that procreation was for man to recreate himself, to duplicate himself. That's the only reason for intimacy for man and woman, was to procreate and keep the species going. But today, there seemed to be a misnomer about procreation. I don't care what the Congress says, nor the highest office in this land. Procreation between one man and one woman. And God will have it no other way.
Amen.
And if I do not preach the truth, then God will get me. I don't care what the government says. God's word is his word. Amen. And it does not matter how we feel. God's word will stand even in the midst of governments that will try to subvert his word. And then finally, God is infinite because he is without limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no one like him.
Amen.
Nor before him. What kind of God is it that we serve, Antioch? For he is the one and only true God.
Amen.
I said he, Yahweh Adonai Elohim, is the only one true God. There are many gods, but there's only one true God. We make gods out of our homes, our cars. We make gods out of our job, our 401k. We make gods out of everything. But there is only one true God. In the Old Testament, they made God out of fish. They made God out of trees. They made God out of a snake. They made gods out of bull. But there is one true God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joker. He is the God who brought us. He is the God who delivered us, but most of all, he is the God who prepared us for salvation and the world to come.
Amen.
So those are the questions, because it's all about the Lord God, Yahweh.
Right.
In Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2, David said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. The beginning and ending of the psalm give the same shout of God's majestic name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The beginning and the end of the psalm give the same shout of God's majestic name. The name that is the revealed character of God. And it is exalted above all creation. Higher than the sky, beyond the galaxies, Our God name is higher than this limited world. For we serve an unlimited God. The word majestic suggests splendor and magnificence. It is a fitting note above, or it is a fitting note that exalts him over all creation. We see it also acknowledges the praise for our Lord over creation. What he made, not man. I don't care how far advanced we become, God is still creator of all things. Amen. Then the word, oh Lord, our Lord, is important in this idea by addressing God by his personal name, which is Yahweh. Yes, yes. Or Lord, capital L, capital O-R-D, Lord. David then identifies him as our Lord, or Adonai, the sovereign master. The Lord stresses God's dominion over his creation. David praised the Lord because everything in this world belongs to him. Yeah, yeah. This is a general acknowledgement of God's sovereignty or dominion or control over all things. Notice this next verse. David says, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Yeah. Not only would he be there, but the evidence of his presence would be here. When we see his presence is not only there, but his presence is wherever you are. Throughout his creation, everything see and feel the presence of God's work. No matter, my brothers and sisters, where we go, whether the forests or the deserts or the oceans or the icebergs or the mountains or the valleys, wherever, creation declares God's excellency. Creation does. And if creation can acknowledge him, what about you and I? If creation grow and moan and wave of splendor to our majestic God, what about you and I? Yeah, yeah. David said next, who set the glory, he said, who set your glory above the heavens? David said, above the heavens. Think about that. Yeah, yeah. Look up in the sky. Or David looked there. Because we're talking about him. David looked up in the sky during the day and the universe at night. And he knew God created it. In all of his beauty, David could see just a small glimpse of God's glory. Not only that, but he knew that even far above the farthest star, he could see God's glory. That was. Yeah. All of the things that David could not see, David understood. There is a God. And he are with our naked eye. David could not see far. But today, you and I have telescopes and satellites that allow us to see far beyond the Milky Way and the galaxies and other galaxies that are unnamed. We can see just how big space is and God created it all. And his presence is in all. But even beyond it all, God is there. And his glory is there. You and I can go anywhere in the world, and God would be there. Think about it. Wherever you go, God will be there. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what trials or tribulation you may face. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, lo, I am with you. God never lose sight, my brothers and sisters, of who we are. In his creative order, and God is aware of what happens to you as well as to me in this life. No matter what trials you go through or what setbacks you may have, no matter what losses we may encounter, why? Because you and I, according to Psalm 138, 14, state that we are cheerfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. The human body is the most complex and integral concept that can be conceived. My mind, the way I articulate, for God meticulously made it that way, wonderfully made, so delicately and exquisitely made that the slightest accident can impair or destroy some of those parts essentially necessary to the continuation of life. What do you mean? Damage my eyes and I can't see. My ears and I can't hear. My tongue and I can't talk. Damage my brain and I can't think. Damage any part of what God has so cheerfully and intricately made, and it won't be the same. Secondly, we see the Lord's strength in verses 2, for it states, out of the mouth of babe and suckling thou hast ordained strength, because of thy enemy that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. David marveled that God used strength from the children to silence his enemy and the foe and the avengers. The idea is that the Lord has ordained that the weakest shall confound the strong. Let's look at what 1 Corinthians 1 and 27 states. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Mankind, even weak children and infants, represent the strength of God in the earth. When we think about what God has done in this earth to man, he gave him dominion, power, and authority. And he uses us to glorify him as we give him praise, honor, and glory. And thirdly, we see the Lord's creation in verses 3 through 8. He says, when I consider the heaven, the work of thy finger, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? David now examined the theme that God should graciously entrust his dominion to you and I. Dominion, power, authority given in the Garden of Eden to Adam. He told him to be fruitful and multiply, but he told him to have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and everything that God had created was entrusted to God, to man. God entrusted all of these things to man. God's creation has a purpose. Everything was created to point mankind to the Creator, our one true God. In verses 3 and 4, David first observed the work of creation in the heavens, the moon, and the stars as God's finger work. And then David was amazed that limited man, who is mortal or weak man, should have a responsibility over it. I don't know why God chose us.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always,